Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Bleeding from the crown of thorns he wore. His heart was so heavy from the cross he bore. Dead and weary, he gave his life and so much more. It was love.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries, and I'm so glad to be back with you tonight. Praise God. And we've got a special guest with us tonight. Praise God. And it's Pastor Randy Mullins from the Pentecostal Deliverance Church in Columbus, Ohio at 744 Berkeley Avenue. Praise God. And we are so blessed to be with you tonight. And we want you just to enter into the presence of the Lord. We praise God for the song, and we just thank God for what he's going to do tonight. To praise God, and God is using Pastor Randy in such a mighty way. He's got a heart and mind, praise God, as we do. Praise God to just reach out and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in these last days, praise God, to win the lost, whatever it takes, praise God. And we're going to be talking tonight about how that God is speaking expressively, hallelujah, in these last days, hallelujah. He's shaking the church and he's warning the people to get ready for his coming, hallelujah, because you can look on every hand, praise God, all the deception and all that's going forth in the land today. Praise God, I'm telling you, it's something else, the hour that we're living in. But the Lord has already warned us about that in his word. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. But we are so blessed to have Pastor Randy with us. And I want him to talk to you a little bit and just tell you about him. Praise God, because we are so blessed to have him even on the TV, One Mind and One Accord on the Now Network. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll be teaching, preaching. Glory to God. Whatever God gives him to do, he believes in obeying the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm going to give this to him and let you get to know him just a little bit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, people. We just really count it a blessing tonight to come before you and give you the word of God. And you know, it's a true blessing just to get the real word of God. You know, there's so many imposters out there and so many people that don't know God. And, you know, they just get a little bit of God. And, you know, the false teachers out there, you know, the devil, he's on his job. He's, you know, he's deceiving people, even the church people. You know, we just need to come together and really get a hold of God, you know, because he's going to be doing some shaking. And, you know, when he shakes the foundation from which you stand, we got to hold on to the true word of God. But I am honored to be with you guys tonight. You know, it's a privilege to know that people still want to hear the gospel, and, you know, just to be able to give them the gospel as God give it to us. And that's why we want to come to you about the Spirit speaketh expressively tonight. You know, he gave us warnings, and, you know, sometimes it's a burden for other people. But, you know, in my walk with the Lord and, you know, being a minister and also a pastor of a church, you know, it's so many people are going through situations that we just need to get a hold of God and shake the foundation just to let God know that we want to be about his business. And, you know, it's a good thing to be on fire for God, just to want to get the real word of God and just to know him for who he is. Because, you know, he said he's our provider, he's our way maker, he's our overcomer. So, you know, no matter what people are going through today, he is there for you and I, and we just thank the Lord for that. So, you know, as we get in the word tonight, we just want you to have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And, you know, the Lord is trying to get people attention. You know, he said in the last days, you know, we talk about all the things that are coming upon not only the land, but the church. You know, God is trying to get the people attention, and he's doing a shake, and he's warning his people. You know, so we want to get in the word tonight and share with you guys, you know, what God is doing. So it's a true honor to be with you tonight. And we're just going to go ahead and let the Lord have his way. And we will be speaking out of 1 Timothy chapter 4 tonight. And we'll go ahead and get started with that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are so blessed, praise God, to have Pastor Randy, praise God, just backing us up, and to know that each and every one of you that are listening or that is going to hear this word, because you can go back and you can pick up all the sermons that's been taught for the last three or four years, I think it's going on 4 years, that the Lord birthed this within Evangelist Montel Fields, and we are so blessed to be able to work with her. And that's what it's about. It's about the body of Christ coming together. And no, there's no big I's and little U's. We are all important in the work that the Lord has for us to do. And each one of us, praise God, as we do our part and as we seek the Lord, praise God, it's about helping somebody else, because there's lost souls out there that's dying and going to hell, and you and I can do something about it. Praise God. It's time that we snatch them right out of Satan's hands, because it's not the Lord's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Praise God. And in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, it says, we're going to go there. And I encourage you, get you a pen and paper, get your Bible, see if it is not the Word of God. If it's not the Word of God, don't receive it. But if it is the Word of God, listen to what God is saying. Because there is so much deception in the land, but God has some true people that truly live what they preach. Praise God. I don't tell you to do one thing, then I do something else. Praise God. What I tell you to do is exactly what I am doing. Praise God. And I am truly seeking the Lord right now for the lost, because I know that time is winding up. I believe that we're living in the last days. Praise God. And I believe it's coming down to where the Word said multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. And I believe we're living in that day right now. And it's time that we look to the Lord, from whence cometh our help. Hallelujah, because He is the only one that can help us. Praise God. We're going to start reading here. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Praise God. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. How much do we see that now today? Praise God. They're telling people just live together. Praise the Lord. But the Lord said that we need to marry, because if you are in a relationship and you're not married, praise God, whether it be adultery, fornication, whatever, God is not pleased. And I'm telling you, the society we live in, they're encouraging people to live together and not marry. And that's what the Word just said, forbidding to marry. And commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. Glory to God. Do we know the truth today? Do we know what the Lord is saying to us? Praise God. And how many know that God is truth? I don't care what society tells you, and I'll tell you this, praise God, and a lot might get mad, but that's okay. Well, we was talking about marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman, not two men and not two women. Praise God, you might get mad at me, but that's okay, because it's not me you're getting mad at, it's God, because I didn't say it, he did. Praise God, and I'm telling you, that's one of the biggest things right now that's going forth in the land, and people are falling into the pit that Satan has for them, the lie of the devil. How many knows that the devil is a liar and that he is the father of all lies? Glory to God, we need to know what the Word of God says. And I'm telling you, praise God, Satan's telling people you was born that way. You can't help it. Praise God, if it feels good, do it. But I'll tell you what the Word said, it's abomination unto the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah, and God's word is true, and it's time as we, as ministers of God, say what the word said, don't sugarcoat it, don't back off from it, but it is what it is, hallelujah, I'm telling you, glory to God, it's time that we get bold, and it's time that we say what the word is telling for us to say, because if I don't warn you, your blood's going to be dripping off of my hands in the day of judgment. Praise God. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try to warn you. Praise God, and let you know, glory to God, that kind of lifestyle don't get it. Glory to God. And you men and women that are living together, that don't get it neither. Glory to God, it's marriage. Praise God, and that's what God ordained. That's what God said. Praise God, I wasn't going to talk about that, but that's how the Spirit led, and I believe in being led by the Spirit of God. Praise God, it's time that we listen to what the Lord is saying. On over in this verse, remember it said, now the Spirit speaketh expressively. And where do you think that Spirit comes from? It's God. Hallelujah. Anytime anything tells you to measure up and do it right, it's God. If it tells you anything that's contrary to the Word of God, it ain't God, because God is not going to do nothing that's contrary to His Word. Praise God. For said, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sacrificed by the word, sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Praise God. So truly, we need to look to the Lord, because truly there is a wave of deception that has covered the land, and people are falling into the trap that Satan is set for them. Praise God, even some that have known the truth and know what God's word said. Praise God, but now they're backing off. Praise God, and giving in to the world. Afraid people will be mad at them. I'm telling you, I'd rather have people mad at me than God. Hallelujah. So it's time we obey God and listen to the warnings of God that's coming up. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is warning his church. He is shaking his people. Glory to God to let us know, as Pastor Randy said, it's time to get on fire for God. It's time to stay on fire. Hallelujah. And do the things that the Lord would have us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We don't want to be deceived, but we want to know what God is saying and how God is warning his people. And God wants the church to know to stop closing their eyes to the deception and the false teachings and the sin, praise God, that the church has entered into. Praise God. God wants us to shake that off, get rid of it. Glory to God, because all it's going to do is pull you down. Hallelujah. And we want the things that's going to lift us up, that's going to encourage us, that's going to help us to reach out and help other people. Praise God, because that's what it's all about. He don't want us in a lukewarm stage. Praise God. How many has read Revelation chapter 3? He said, I'd rather ye be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Glory to God. So I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be spit out of the mouth of God, but I want to be about my Father's business. Glory to God, what God is doing, what God is saying, the plans that God has for his church, which is the body of Christ, to shake off all these things that would try to attach themselves unto us. And he wants his church to grow up and be mature and have that true spiritual growth. How many wants to grow out there spiritually? I do. How many wants to go higher in the Lord? I do. Glory to God, because God's got to work and God's got a job for his people to do. Glory to God, but we can't do it if we're sitting back and being more worldly than the world. Glory to God, a lot of churches right now, glory to God, they're more worldly than the world. And I'm telling you, something's wrong when that happens. Praise God, it's time that we take note and look at this thing. And glory to God, you remember back in the Word, praise God, in the disciples' day, that everywhere they went, praise God, people were saved, delivered, and set free by the power of God. Why? They told the truth. Glory to God. Was they deception in that day? Yes, they was. There was a lot of false teaching. There was a lot of spirits in the land that was going back and forth, that was causing the people to be in bondage. But God wants his people free. Glory to God. And we got to know where Satan is. We got to know what Satan is doing. And I believe right now that God is giving his people that want it, glory to God, a spiritual eye to be able to discern the counterfeit, and not only discern it, but to expose it. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that for a minute. Glory to God, there's a counterfeit going in the land, and God has a people that knows it, and now it's time to expose it. Glory to God, until the line has been drawn clearly. Hallelujah. It's been drawn clear, the line has, between those that are carnal Christians. I want you to think about that. And those that have been deceived, and those that are a part of Satan's counterfeit system that is going forth in the land today. Praise God, because they're telling you everything is okay, that God understands we're living in the natural, so we're going to have sin in our life. And some will say the word said we sin every day. Praise God, but the word tells me he that sins of the devil. Glory to God, and that is the word of God. I didn't say it, God did. Praise God, he said when we come to him, we're a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Glory to God, we're to be clean, we're to be holy, we're to be pure, we're to be the bride of Christ. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah, we got to have our eyes set upon doing the work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith, praise God, is fixed. Hallelujah. And unshakable. Hallelujah. A people that will stand for what is right, and that's not going to waver, that's not going to look to the left nor to the right, but that's going to keep their eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Randy wants to share with you. Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise God. We just want to continue to let you know that, as Pastor Barbara's saying, you know, Satan is the imposter. He's the deceiver.
Yes.
He's a counterfeiter. You know, he's disguising himself as the truth.
Yes.
And, you know, we as the men and women of God, we need to really stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. We need to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Amen.
And, you know, many of you have haters out there, you know, for taking a stand for God.
Yes.
And, you know, you got people that hate you and you don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to shake it off. And that's why God is telling us he's doing his shaking within the church. You know, sometimes we can't let him deceive us, you know, and worry and waste too much time on the people that hate us for no reason, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they hated him, so, you know, they're going to hate us.
Amen.
You know, if we're doing the work of God, you know, Satan is really working today, even inside the church.
Yes.
You know, and we really must, you know, say it again, he is working inside the church.
Yes, he is.
Through the teachers and the preachers of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who have vain words and doctrines that appear to the flesh.
Yes.
You know, it's what feel good, what look good, what sound good, and they don't want to say the truth today.
Amen.
You know, because they don't want to offend nobody. So many people are being offended these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when they get offended, then they want to protest. And when they get offended, they want to stop coming to church.
Yes.
You know, they don't want to be your friend. They don't want to answer your calls. They don't want to associate themselves with you. But God
mm-hmm.
is saying, even if you go by yourself, you know, he
Amen.
Says you got to stand. When you do
Amen.
All the things and you have nothing else, you still have to stand.
Amen.
You know, we have to stand and account to God for what he's doing with us and through us. And
yes.
even as men and women of God, you know, we have to give the truth and give the word of God
mm-hmm.
as it comes. And, you know, we're going to be held accountable if we don't do so. So, you know, if we say something that might offend you, you know, we've been offended before, too. But, you know, as God deal with us, we have to take it in love. We have
Amen.
To take it and let the Lord deal with us on the situation. Some of you might have situations right now that you're going through, and, you know, maybe God is telling you to take a stand and take a position. You know, some of us, we don't like trouble. We don't like to stir things up, but you know, sometimes you just have to take a stand. He said, if we take a stand, he will fight our battles. You know, no matter what we got to do for God. But you know, Satan, like I said, he's deceiving people. He's a seducing spirit. He's luring Christians away from the church. You know, even within the church, even so-called Christians who refuse to hear the sound doctrines. Because we got churches today, they tell the preacher what to preach about. They tell him what to not preach about. You know, and sometimes they don't want to speak about the blood. You know, but it was the blood on Calvary that got us where we are today. You know, true, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and baptized. You know, and we know the blood brought us through. And the counterfeit, the deceiver, the Satan, he's given us warnings, you know, from God. And we have to war. You know, sometimes it's a battle, and we have to war. We got to fight. You know, no matter what we got to go through, it's a battle out here. You know, and sometimes we have to take it to God. We got to fast and pray and go to God with the battle. You know, and we're going to be victorious no matter what. You know, like the counterfeit. You know, Satan, he's a counterfeiter. You know, he coming and he's passing off things that are godlike, and we know they're not God. But many Christians are falling to the wayside. You know, he said in the last days, people were going to fall, even the elite of God. You know, God's elite, the ones that are never thought would fall are falling. And, you know, sometimes it might be because we have started compromising. You know, and God tells us not to compromise. Because corruption is going to enter in.
Amen.
The lukewarmness is going to enter in.
Yes.
You know, when we compromise, we don't know what we're doing. We're walking on dangerous territory. You know,
Amen.
When we start compromising with the word.
Amen.
And God tells us not to compromise.
Amen.
You know, even in Matthew 13, he tells us that. Let me see here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let me see, Matthew 23, verse 4 and 5. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, take heed that no man deceive you.
Yes.
He said, take heed. That means he's telling us to be warned,
Amen.
to keep her ears open, to keep her eyes open. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. That means nobody.
Amen.
That's in Matthew 23, verse 4. And verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive, what? Many, many people. And so we think it not strange when we see people falling, when we see people compromising, but God wants you and I to take a stand. So we have to take a stand for God. And even in verse 11 and 12, he said, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of money shall wax cold. And, you know, so God has given us warnings here about, you know, not to compromise, not to go through what the world is passing off as God's new move in the land. You know, as we go with God, we have to know that God is leading and directing his people for maturity and true spiritual growth. So we know God is doing a shaking upon a people, and he's drawing a clear line, you know. When he say no, that means no. When
Amen.
He says yes, that means yes. There's no in-between, and that in-between will get you into lukewarmness.
Amen.
It'll get you into leaky waters. So we know that God is raising up a remnant of people that are not afraid to take a stand, a stand of holiness, consecrated people who don't care to go before God and pray and read and do what it takes.
Yes.
To get a hold of God.
Amen.
Even when God is doing the shaking, sometimes we have to shake things off.
Amen.
You know, when we go to God and maybe something is trying to hold on to us, it could be family, friends, jobs, it could be anything. And God is telling you to let it go. You know, and it's holding on to you. But God said when things hold on, we got to shake it off.
Amen.
If it's not of God, we got to shake it off.
Oh,
you know, because it can cause an infection.
Yes.
You know, and when you get an infection, it's hard to fight anything when you got an infection going on in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you got an infection, you got to shake it off. When it's something like what God is doing in your life and what Satan is trying to do, you know, it's a battle. It's a true battle. But we have to do what God say do.
Amen.
And we thank God for that. We're going to turn it back here to Sister Barb. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the true word of God. Glory to God. And the Lord wants you to be encouraged today. Praise God. I was going to start in 2 Timothy 3, but in 2 Timothy 2, I'm going to read a little bit of that, and then I'm going to go over to 3. So in 2 Timothy 2 said, "Thou now for my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself again with the affairs of this life, he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned except for he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Praise God. Truly, the Lord wants us to endure these hardness. Praise God that Pastor Randy was talking about how that people will turn from you. They don't want to be your friend no more. They'll walk away. Maybe they won't sit beside you in church no more or whatever. But it's time that we stand for the truth. And if the Lord is giving you a true word, you will know if it is from God or not. God is not going to give you nothing that don't line up with the word of God. If it is contrary to the word of God, it is not God. Hallelujah. On down there in 15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." Praise God, and their words will eat as does a canker of who is Hymelius and Phileas, whom concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of son. But I want you to listen to 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are of his. Glory to God, and let no one that name the name of Christ, let everyone, that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise God, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some, praise God, to honor, and some unto dishonor. If any man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust. Now the lust, of the eye, the lust of life, will get you in trouble with God. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with all them that call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and uncertain questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience in meekness, instructing those that oppress themselves. If God peradventure would give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare, I want you to listen to that, out of the snare of the devil, who have taken them captive, are taken captive by him at his will. Why are they being taken captive at him, at his will? Because they have yielded themselves unto youthful lust. Praise God, they got their mind where it shouldn't be. They're going places they shouldn't go, hanging with people they shouldn't hang with. Glory to God, I'm telling you, praise God, that we need to be around positive people. We need to be around people that encourages you. You need to be around people that you can draw strength from. Glory to God, if you're around people that zapping your strength each and every day, before long you'll find yourself lifeless. Glory to God, and you won't have nothing else to give. The Lord is calling in this day to get away. Glory to God, if you have to stand alone where you think you're alone, but you're never alone, because the Lord said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Glory to God, but I'll be with you all the way until the end. And even he would give his angels to be encamped around about us that fear him. Glory to God, but sometimes we feel like we're all alone. Glory to God, but I'd rather feel like I'm alone, glory to God, than be around people that's going to pull me down and that's going to encourage me to do something wrong. And if you got somebody in your life that's calling you their friend, and they are trying to get you to do things that you know are wrong, that is not a friend. A friend is not going to want you to do anything wrong. A true friend. Glory to God, there's a lot of people out there that say friend, but they don't even know what a friend means. Glory to God, because Jesus is the friend that's closer than a father, mother, brother, or sister. Jesus is the friend that will be there at all times. Glory to God, when you call on him in the middle of the night, he'll be there. Glory to God, when you need help, he'll be there. He'll show up. He's always on time. He's never late. Now, it's not my time, glory to God, but it's his time. And he's always on time. And I want some of you to know right now, the Lord said that some of you is hanging with the wrong crowd. And you've been warned before not to do it, but you thought, I don't have a friend, I'm lonely. I'm telling you, when you got God, you got the best friend, hallelujah, that you can talk to. You can tell him all about your trouble. Glory to God, he answers prayers, he delivers, he sets free. He'll give you peace, he'll give you joy, he'll give you happiness, he'll give you fulfillment in life, because there's some of you out there that feel your fulfillment coming from a person, maybe a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or whatever. But your fulfillment can only come from the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can fill that place in our life that we need filled. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy 3 lets us know this, that also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them own selves. How do we see that today? Covets, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without national affection. Think about that. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good. And how much is that in the land today? Men, lovers of them own selves. Glory to God, thinking about me, 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 me. They're pretty high-minded. Praise God, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, it says, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which led captive into houses, laden captive, silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the acknowledgement of the truth. Why? Because they're having a form of godliness. Glory to God, I can say I'm holy all day. Glory to God, but if my life is not lining up with the words that I'm speaking, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. And Pastor Randy is going to give his comments. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Again, we just know that God is speaking tonight, because he let us know that he said, if we beware of these, he's a study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. We don't need to be ashamed as men and women of God, you know, because we may not know it all, but, you know, we can go to the source, and the source is the Bible.
Amen.
You know, we get in there, study it for ourselves. You know, we go to church, we go to Bible study, go to Sunday school, get the word for yourself. You know,
amen.
The Spirit will teach you things that cannot even be taught, and he'll teach you so fast that, you know, that it'll take 10 years to even learn it, but God will teach you quickly. And, you know, even tonight, as Pastor Barb was saying, you know, we need, we're human. We need somebody, you know. So many people have friends. And like she said, if they're a friend that's trying to lead you astray, because Satan, he's using trickery out here.
Well,
you know, he's a deceiver. He got people saying they're your friend.
Uh-huh.
They're just waiting for you to fall.
Amen.
And, you know, so we don't want to be falling in a trap, you know. But God is, he's going to raise up a standard for you.
Yes, he
even
will.
If you,
hallelujah.
If you feel like you're down and out and you don't have no friend, and you just have to do what they say do to keep them as a, you know, God don't want us to stoop down to that level.
Amen.
You know, well, we have to compromise with the devil, and you know that we have to do what he say do in order for them to be a friend. You know, that's not a true friend, like Pastor Barb was saying. You know, we have to be the true friend and tell them that's not godly. You know, if they know your position with God, they know not even to ask you to go that way.
Amen.
They should know not to ask you to even stoop to that level.
Yes.
You know, so as a man and woman of God, we have to know, even that chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, is to know also that you are in the last days. The perilous times shall come.
Amen.
He said, in the last days, these times are coming. You know, he said, when mother against children, you know, people,
yes,
brother against sisters, you know,
amen,
all these things are coming true. You know, we see it all day on TV. In reality, in everyday life, even in your own life, you know that God is, you know, he's shown that his day is coming to, you know, he's coming back to get his people.
Amen.
And are we not his people?
Yes.
You know, we want to go and make heaven our home. So, you know, even as the second verse there said, the men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Yes.
You know, they're covetous, they're boasters, they're,
yes,
proud. How many, we see that going on throughout the land today. So many people are so proud, they're boasting. You know, it's about what I got, what I did. You know, how much money I got in my account. How big is my home? How many,
yes,
cars I have?
Amen.
You know, well, I paid more than I did for. You know, they bragging, they boasting about how much they have. But you know, we serve a God to own a cattle on a thousand hill. You know, and he said that he wants us to be prosperous, and there's no shame in being prosperous, but we have to be godly about it.
Amen.
You know, so we see here, and even in that verse 2, he said, lovers of their own selves.
Yep.
You know, so many people, it's about what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's in it for me? You know, that's how their mentality is.
Yes.
What's in it for me? What can I get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
If I do this for you, what are you going to do for me?
Right.
You know, we shouldn't be like that,
mm-hmm,
as men and women of God. You know, we have to just tell them that we're going to do it because we love you. We do it because we want to see you saved. We want to see you get a hold of God for yourself. You know, so we help the babes in Christ to get a grow up moment, you know, to get a hold of God, to trust God for themselves. Even that verse 3, he said, without natural affection.
Amen.
You know, they don't even have no emotions. You know, it's a truce breakers. How many,
yes,
people out there give you a word and they don't keep their word?
Amen.
You know, and that goes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People say they're going to be there for you, and when you need them, they're not there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not godly. You know, he's a false accusers.
Yeah.
You know, people will false accuse you. You know, the day that we live in now, people just want to see what they can get, the scoop, the gossip. They want to start a rumor about you and run it through town, run it through your friends, run it on Facebook. You know, we got the media outlet that is out here today. You know, many people are putting everybody down.
Yeah.
It's what they can do to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and we see that going on. It's the despisers of those that are good. You know, they just hate you because you are the man or woman of God that you are trying to be. You know, So many people just hate you, and you don't even know why, but it's because you are the man and woman of God,
mm-hmm,
that God has called you to be. So we want to know that, you know, take privilege in that God has called you to be who you are. You know, so take a standard. He said even in that verse 5, he's been having a form of godliness,
yeah,
but denying the power thereof. He said, from such turn away.
Amen.
You know, we got to turn away from that. The people that have a form of godliness, you know, they might be speaking good, look good, you know, looking like they know God.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible tell me that many shall say, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, many that call on the Lord and say, I've done this in your name, I've done that in your name.
Amen.
But you know, they're not going to be able to stand when he give account. When he comes back and opens up the book of life.
Amen.
And says, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. You know, he's going to say, depart from me, I know you're not.
Amen.
You worker of iniquity.
Hallelujah.
So we know that we want to be obedient to
God.
So he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you may enter. You know, we want him to say those words to you and I.
Amen.
We want to make heaven our home. Like we said earlier, you know, Satan, he come to deceive. He come to lure you away,
mm-hmm,
but God is doing a shaking.
Amen. Yes, he is.
You know, and as he shakes, he wants to shake off everything that's not of God.
Yes.
In your own life, in your own church, in your own workplace, no matter where it be. You know, there's some things that are happening, And as we see it happening, you know, we feel like we can't do nothing about it. But we can go to God. We can go to God and pray that he'll be able to help us to be a light in that situation. And he said, having, you know, in that verse 6, he said, for of this sort are they that which creep into houses.
Yeah.
You know, how many times do we see Satan creeping into people's houses? You know, whether it be a friend, you know, he come in their children's lives, he comes in, you know, your spouse's lives, he comes in any kind of way, he creeps in. We have to recognize him. He said he leads captives, the silly women laden with sin. He lead away with divers lusts.
Yeah.
You know, they led away with the divers lusts. You know, they have all these kind of women. You know, we got people like Pastor Barb said earlier, oh, just live together. You know, men and women are, we know men and men and women, but that ain't of God. But, you know, people don't even want to get married these days.
Amen.
You know, they just want to live together because that's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells us not to compromise. He said these people are being led away.
Amen.
You know, they're being led away with,
yes,
with diverse lusts. You know, the world today is just telling us to accept it, and we don't have to accept it.
No,
we can
take
a stand for God. You know,
hallelujah.
we don't have to compromise, and that compromise is such a big word, but you know, it's something that men and women need to recognize.
Yeah.
You know, as we go to God, we don't want to compromise. We don't want to compromise our salvation.
No.
We don't want to put that on the line.
No.
You know, even in that verse 10, he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine,
mm-hmm.
manner of life, purpose,
yeah.
faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. So, you know God. We know what he stands for.
Yeah.
And we want to get into word and just learn all that we can learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be pulled away from God. Even in verse 11, he said, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch. You know, we're going to go through some persecutions. We're going to go through some long suffering, you know, but we have to have a purpose for God. And we know that even here that he talking about the long suffering, the charity, the patience. These are persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lysaria. He said, what persecutions I endured.
Amen.
He said, but out of all of them, the Lord delivered me.
Glory.
So we praise God for that, that no matter what you're going through tonight, that God can deliver you.
Amen.
And verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
So, you know, it's not that you've done something bad or wrong or God has taken you through a trial or a test, but, you know, you're going to suffer sometimes. And we know that as God suffered, he said, you shall also. You know, but it's not going to last, but we're going to go to God. And as God will deliver you out of all of them troubles.
Amen.
13 said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You know, we see bad people. You know, it's an evil man.
Amen.
Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Deceiving and being deceived.
Amen.
You know, they think they're deceiving you, but they're being deceived.
Amen.
You know, because they don't have an eye to look out of.
Amen.
And they're being deceived. They're getting worse and worse. You know, they're turning so far from God that it's not even funny. And, you know, and when we go so far from God, he said he's going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. And, you know, that's a point of no return. You know, when you get to a reprobate mind, and we want to stay with God.
Amen.
Verse 14 said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. You know, sometimes we got to go back to the beginning. Go
Amen.
Back to the basics. Start reading your Bible again. You know, you got to create a habit. You know, sometimes you got to go and just say, I'm going to make time. You got to make time for God.
Amen.
You know, you got to read the word again. You got to pray. And
Amen.
You just got to make it happen. You know, call the world gets you so caught up in the moment. But we need to make time for God. He said, but continue thou in things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Have we not been assured? We know that his word never fails. And if he did it before, he's going to do it again. If he come through for you in the past, he's going to come through for you even now.
Amen.
He's the knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Yes.
Have we not learned from God, being the on-time God?
Amen.
You know, if you've ever been in a situation and God come through, he's the on-time God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
In verse 15, said, and thou, and that thou from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, he said, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And we praise God for that.
Amen.
You know, that even from a child, you know, going to Sunday school and learning the Scriptures, he said the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
We didn't just learn little Bible stories, but we learned Holy Scriptures. He said, which are able to make thee wise.
Hallelujah.
You know, and as you read the word of God and he put it in your heart, he's going to make you wise.
Yes, amen.
So you know when Satan come against you, you're not going to be led astray. Because you're going to be wise on the Scriptures.
Amen.
He said, even unto salvation.
Hallelujah.
When you got saved, we knew enough word to get saved. And we thank God for that, that we were able to receive him as the Lord and Savior. Because we knew enough of the word to get saved. And we praise God tonight for that, because where would we be if we were not saved? You know, we'd be lost and undone and dying in our sins. And that would be a sad cause.
Yes, it would.
You know, if we die in our sins, we would not make heaven our home. You know, and that's not what we're aiming to do. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It was inspired by God.
Amen.
You know, all scripture. And that's why people are here today. You know, Satan deceiving people. That he's adding and taking away from the word of God. He said that all scripture was inspired of God.
Yes.
And is profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we know the word of God is for us, it's profitable.
Amen.
For doctrine. It helps us to back up the word of God. He said, for reproof.
Amen.
You know, when we need to be rebuked sometime.
Amen.
When we need to be for correction sometime. You know, God helps us in all situations. And we thank God. Even in verse 17, he said that the man of God may be perfect. He said, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we know that God is doing a good thing for you and I. That we could be made perfect. You know, we're not perfect today, but we're striving to be perfect. You know, as we hang on to God, stay in God, read the word. And, you know, even as he's doing the shaking in your life, we want him to continue to know that we're going to stand and go to war.
Amen.
We're going to fight the fight of faith.
Amen.
You know, no matter what come and go, if friends leave you, if you lose a job, you know, no matter what it might be, you know, God will open up another door. You know, if he closed one door, he'll open up another.
Amen.
If we on the battlefield for our Lord.
Amen.
You know, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight sometime, you know. If you ever want something in life, you had to fight for it. You know, if you wanted a promotion, you had to work harder. If you wanted something, if you wanted to buy a house, you had to work harder to save up some money. You know, whatever you do for God will last. And that's the truth. You know, we have to stand in the scriptures, stay with God.
Amen.
And at time to fight, we got to fight. We got to be ready to fight. We got to put on the whole armor of faith.
Amen.
You know, he'll equip us what to put on.
Yes,
you know, the sword, the helmet, the breastplate. We have to have all of that on.
Amen.
When we go to battle for God. You know, the whole armor, like, to be ready.
Amen.
At all times. So when Satan come with his imps and his demons and, you know, he coming to attack you, we have to be ready to fight for God.
Amen.
And when the battles comes and the shaking comes, we just have to be ready, stay with God.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you tonight just to continue to hold on to God.
Amen.
We'll turn it back over here to Pastor Barb. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. And truly tonight, we have read to you from the word of God. Praise God. And this is not something that we wrote or something we just said. Pastor Randy had read to you, praise God, that this word was what inspired by God, and for what reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's times we've got to be corrected, and we don't like that correction, do we? But if I need it, praise God, I want it. Praise God. Even when you correct your children, why do you correct them? Is it not because you love them and you don't want them to do something that will cause them to get hurt or even cause them to get killed? And those that are older, that will cause them to be lost. Praise God. So you warn your children about the dangers that's out there when they're little because they're not aware of the danger. Glory to God. But you and I, as children of God, we're aware of those dangers, so we have to share the word of God with others and give these warnings. You know, it's much better. It's good when you can preach blessings and prosperity and glory to God. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. But praise God, if correction don't come, and if you're erring off, if you're looking to the left and to the right and not straight ahead, you're going to fall. Praise God. And the word said, if the blind lead the blind, you're both going to fall in the ditch. So warnings from God has come forth tonight, not from me, not from Pastor Randy, but from the word of God. Hallelujah. And if it's God's word, you need to receive it, because if you don't, you're coming against God and not us. But we love you. Praise God. We love you so much that we don't want to see you to go astray. We don't want your families to be lost. We're going to hang in there and pray with you for your families, for your husbands, for your wife that are lost, for your children, whether it be your grandchildren, or no matter what's going on in your life, we encourage you to hold on to God. And if you was once on fire for God and that fire has went out, it's time to get that lamp lit again for the glory of God. Hallelujah, that you'll be ready when the bridegroom comes for you. Glory to God. In Matthew 25, talks about the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Praise God, they all had lamps, but the wise took the oil for their lamps. Praise God, and the foolish took their lamps, but no oil. Glory to God. And when the bridegroom came, praise God, they was left behind because they didn't have what it took to enter in. Glory to God. And you and I need to stay close to the word of God. We need to dig in to the word of God, because when Christians fall and they become a part of the error that's attacking the church, praise God, they find themselves out in left field somewhere. And the Lord wants you to know what is truth. And that's why he said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have told you the truth tonight, and we encourage you. Praise God. If you feel yourself getting lukewarm, if you don't even know the Lord is your personal Savior, or if you're standing in the gap for somebody, or if you're a Christian that just needs strength, that, praise God, needs some help. Glory to God, because the attack on your life from the enemy, praise God, has got so hard and so strong. I'm telling you, we're here to stand with you, and we mean business. Glory to God, and we're here to put Satan out of business. Glory to God, that's when he tries to shut you down in every way he can. But I'm telling you, the word said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Right now, we've got power, we've got authority as being born again believers, and we need to use it, because through the world system, it's being taken away more every day, and everything that is ungodly is permitted in the land, but when it comes to the Lord, it offends people. But they can talk about everything else, the alternate lifestyle, being a bisexual, being this or being that, it's okay. Glory to God. But when you stand up, people get offended. Glory to God. So that's why it's time for the church of God. I'm talking about the body of Christ to be joined together, hand in hand, going forth across the land and preaching the word of God, because God is going to have a people of war. Praise God. We read to you that he is choosing soldiers that he can trust, that we have to endure things. Yeah, you're going to be tested. Yeah, you're going to be tried. People are going to push your buttons. Yeah. They're going to try to do everything they can, if you say you're a child of God, to try to get you to fall. And then they're going to sit back and laugh at you. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, there's a people out there that's praying for you, because God's people has got to be a holy people. God's people has got to be a people that are totally committed to God. God's people have got to be empowered with that new strength deep down in the inner man. God's people must fully understand about what's going on in this last day and time that we live. God's people have got to understand that Satan is on the attack. God's people has got to know that the spear of arrow that proceedeth from Satan has fallen on the church. Glory to God, that God's people got to know that Satan is the father of all lies, and God's people has got to know that now is the time to work, because God's people got to see the evil, praise God, and to know that evil men, praise God, how violent, and this is such a critical hour that we live in, such a time that people are lukewarm. Praise God, they're uncommitted Christians. They're not committed to the cause of Christ. Praise God, let God come. God's people got to know that God is coming and paving the way, that he has already paved the way. He has already made a way. Praise God. And God's people got to know that we are in a spiritual warfare. Glory to God, and God's people got to know that the Son of God is going to return again, and he's coming for a people, glory to God, that's not afraid to stand up and speak what the Lord said. Because he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Glory to God, but God's going to have a people that are learning, praise God, to know, praise God, what is happening. And we're learning through the Word of God the things that's going to come. And we need to have the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God, and the truth is the Word of God. Glory to God, there's many books out there, but give me the Bible. Glory to God, because that is the book for me. Hallelujah, and I have learned so much through other people's writing, but when it comes down to it, I want it out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of error has truly crept into the church. And there are many people that are unwilling to hear the truth. Glory to God, but we need a people of war that will stand with us, that will fight the good fight of faith, that will not back up, that will not give in, but that will stand and declare what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Randy, do you have anything else before the altar call?
No.
Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have an altar call, and we're going to pray. Glory to God. People say you got to be in the church to get saved. No, you don't. Wherever you call on God, that's your altar. And he's not looking at the position of your body, whether you're on your knees or how you are positioned, but he is looking at the position of your heart. And know right now, praise God, that Jesus loves you so much that he came and died on the cross of Calvary that you could be set free. Hallelujah. And the word said, whom the Son has set free, it's free indeed. Go again and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage, but you can be free. If God is calling you, if you feel that tug on your heart right now and you think, no, I'll do it later. No, I'll go to church Sunday, next Sunday, and I'll go to the altar then. I'm telling you, our life is like a vapor. The word says we're here 1 minute and gone the next. I have got no promise of tomorrow, and neither do you. Glory to God, we don't have to be sick to die. But when it's our time, we're leaving this place. Glory to God, and I want my testimony to be that I made it, that I made it home. Hallelujah, because I've been in this thing for a long time, and I don't want to give up now. I don't want to back up now. Glory to God, because times get hard, times get rough. Glory to God, there's times that money gets low, but praise God, if you got Jesus, you got it all. He always comes through. David said in Psalms, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Praise God. In Psalms, David also said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And praise God, if God is dealing with your heart right now, don't turn him away, but come to him. Allow him to minister to you. Just pour your heart out to the Lord. You might say, I don't know how to pray. Glory to God, there is no certain way that you have to pray. Praise God, whether you just say, Jesus, forgive me, come into my heart, or whether you go down through the line and name, forgive me for this, forgive me for that, forgive me, forgive me. However you pray, whatever God is putting on your heart, because each one of us is individuals, and that is something that Satan attacks the people with and tells them, you can't pray. You don't know how to pray. I'm telling you, just yield to the Spirit of God. And if God is tugging on your heart, if you need to repent, repent. If you need just a closer walk with the Lord, tell the Lord, Lord, I want a closer walk. You know, the word said you have not because you ask not. He knows what you have need of. Glory to God, but he wants you to ask. Praise God. And nobody needs to tell me in my life when I'm starting to get slack, because I know it myself. I feel it. Do you feel an urgency in your spirit to get back to the place that you once was, even to get beyond that place? I'm telling you, this is a message for the lost, for the saved, for the lukewarm, and for those that are on fire. Because if you're on fire, to stay on fire, you got to stay in the Word of God. You got to pray. You got to seek the face of God. These warnings of God has come forth, and it's because God loves you. And it's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And Satan is a liar. He will try to deceive you. He will try to tell you, oh, you're not that bad. Look at that person that goes to church. They're worse than you are. I'm telling you, I don't want to base my salvation on my life on nobody else. Glory to God, because I've got to live this thing for myself. Glory to God. And this is a personal thing. This is a personal walk with the Lord. And there's a song that said, I will follow, though none go with me, still yet I will follow. We have got to have that determination. If we're the only one in our household, we're going on for Jesus. We're going on anyhow. Hallelujah. Praise God. The old saying, come hell or high water. Glory to God, because you're going to go through it. Praise God, and it will feel like you're going through hell. But there is a hell, a burning hell, a place of fire and brimstone, and you don't want to go there. That lake of fire, it's real. Don't let nobody tell you that it's not real. I've heard people say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. But I'm telling you, when it comes right down to it, my Bible tells me that did you hear what I said? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Whether I confess it now and serve God, or whether I have to confess it then and be cast into hell, I will say that he is Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, as me and Pastor Randy come in agreement for each and every one that's going to hear this message now and for all the years to come, even till Jesus comes, Lord, this message is going to go forth. Hallelujah, because you said your word would not return unto you void, but it's going to accomplish what you sent it out to do. And you know each and every one that's going to hear this word. And Lord, you know what they have need of. I don't know, but you know. And they know the area that you've been dealing with them about. They know the friends that you've been dealing with them about. They know the places you've been dealing with them about. Yes, Lord. And the pornography that you've been dealing with them about. And all the sexual perversions that you've been dealing with them about. Lord, I'm asking you to touch them to where they surrender to you. And Lord, those that are listening, Lord, and that want your perfect will done in their life, and that's striving for that perfection, that's trying to push on and trying to get closer to you and trying to seek your face, Lord, I'm asking you to bless them. God, I'm asking you to make ways where there seemeth to be no way, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And God, touch each and every one right now. And we praise you and we thank you for those that have said yes to you tonight and those that will say yes to you tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Lord, have your way. Lord, we truly praise you and we thank you for this privilege on being on Reaching Out Radio International on Blog Talk. Praise God. It's a privilege and an honor for me, Pastor Barbara Smith, and Pastor Randy Mullins of the Pentecostal Deliverance Church to bring to you the Word of God. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're going to tell you what thus saith the Lord. And when God gives us a word, we're going to speak that word. Glory to God. And I just pray that you receive everything that God is saying. And we want you to know that we love you. Until next time that we meet again, God bless you. You have a wonderful evening or morning, no matter what time it is when you're listening to this broadcast. I know that it goes all over the world, and you are included in the plan of God. Pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you. You have a wonderful night. Remember, Jesus loves you.